You have choices about drugs and alcohol, how you drive, about premarital sex. Make wise choices, or one day those consequences will enslave you.
This is Living Truth for Today with Bill Rudge, a ministry dedicated to reaching the world with the good news of Jesus Christ and challenging believers to reach their maximum potential in Christ. Jesus warned us, in this life we will have trouble. Sometimes our circumstances can seem almost unbearable. But could God have a purpose in allowing these troubles? With answers to questions like that one, in a message titled Hope When Life is Falling Apart, here's Bill Rudge.
And so many of you in the body of Christ and around the world are suffering greatly. Loss of loved ones, health challenges, families deteriorating, marital difficulties, financial difficulties, on and on the list goes of what is infiltrating the body of Christ. And so we're going to share a biblical perspective. I spent over 100 hours seeking God's word, praying, fasting, trying to get a handle on this in my own life and for his body. So I will do the best I can with what he has given me. So first and foremost, before we even begin to ask all the questions, we need to realize that God's word foretells very clearly that we are going to face adversity, suffering, and hardship in a believer's life. That's the foundation principle. You need to understand that. I'll give you just a few of many examples. Abraham is called by God to leave his homeland, to go to the promised land that God's going to give him. But what happens shortly thereafter in the biblical account? A severe famine hits, and he has to leave that land and go to Egypt. And then we see Jacob. God appears to him after getting Rachel and Leah as his wives and heading back to the promised land. He appears to him at Bethel and speaks to him that I am the God of your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will complete my promise to you. And what happens shortly thereafter? Jacob's beloved wife, Rachel, giving birth to their second child, Benjamin, dies near Bethlehem. And then we see numerous other accounts that the Apostle Paul said, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. I had a pastor of a megachurch come to see me, and he was distraught because people were talking about him and cutting him up, and he said, I can't take the adversity, the opposition. It's too difficult. I said, Pastor, did you not count the cost? Do you not realize that even for the average believer, he says, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Years later, this pastor never got that biblical principle in his heart, and he ended taking his own life. A foolish decision because he was not going by Scripture and what God's Spirit wanted to accomplish in his life that we'll hope to rectify throughout this message. Jesus himself said, in this world you will have tribulation, trouble, pressure, affliction, difficulty, but take courage. I have overcome the world. And then we go on in Acts chapter 9. For one more example, we see that an encounter with Ananias and Paul, or was referred to as Saul before his name was changed, Damascus Road experience, he is now a believer. His eyes are blinded, and God appears to Ananias and says, I want you to go and pray for Paul. Ananias says, you know who that man is? He is persecuting the church. He's having them put in prison. I mean, he is dangerous. And God says, go. He's my chosen servant. And he says to him, I will show Paul what he must suffer for my name's sake. So we see this pattern throughout Scripture that there is a cost. The psalmist himself said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So as I study Scripture, I begin to realize that this is part and parcel of some of my walk. Not all. I've seen many mountain peaks, many miraculous events, many great victories. But also I've seen the valleys and the obstacles and the difficulty in the wilderness. And that's where we really grow, okay? But now that I know this is God's style, now that I realize from his word and from experience that this is how God operates, I can accept it when I go through these difficulties, okay? Because I know that this is his purpose in this life, allowing this to happen. But I have some questions in the midst of all this, and we'll go through some of these questions. My first question is, when I'm facing adversity, hardship, difficulties, obstacles, opposition, whatever it might be, my first question is, who or what is causing this? Who's causing all this pain and suffering? So first I look at, are there natural consequences? Is this, you know, just the rain that falls on the just and the unjust? It just happens in our fallen world? You know, I was working out at the Buell Club when I was a teenager in the weight room, and there was another guy there. He was training for the Olympics for powerlifting. And he went to Nelson's Ledges, and he got too close to the edge, and he fell off and he died. He violated the law of gravity. That was a natural consequence. God didn't push him over. Satan didn't really even push him over. He did it to himself because natural consequences occur in our life, okay? We need to understand that the rain does fall on the just and the unjust. Then I would also ask a question, well, if it's not natural consequences that's occurring, is this spiritual warfare? Is the enemy targeted me and seeking to destroy me? And he has done that many times. And just bizarre things begin to happen, things that just don't make sense. You just know that there's something out there. Someone is inspiring the opposition, the difficulty, raising up the circumstances, because what Satan wants to do is discourage, distract, defeat, and destroy. He wants to devastate your faith, divide your family, and damage your testimony. At that point in time, I go into prayer and fasting. I get into using the authority I have with the armor of God. And I work through that situation until that stronghold is broken, whatever it might be. But then if it's not the natural consequences or the spiritual warfare going on, then I have to ask another question. Are you trying to get my attention, God? And what lesson do you want me to learn through what I'm going through? So first thing I'll ask myself is there sin in my life, Lord? Is there something in my life? Is there an attitude, a behavior, something I've tolerated, something I've opened the door of my life to, something that's snuck in, a hidden sin, anything? Is there something that's bringing this on me that you are now removing your hand of blessing and you are dealing with me, chastising me, disciplining me, because he disciplines those he loves? Had a phone call just a few weeks ago from a girl in Las Vegas, and she was broken, weeping almost uncontrollably, difficult to understand. And I'd known her from back in this area, and she was a godly Christian woman. And she's out in Vegas, and she says, Bill, my life is ruined. I am done. I am broken. I have been involved in an affair with a married man for 6.5 years. I have lost God's peace. My life has been devastated. I want my relationship restored. And after an hour conversation, we prayed, and she gave her life back to Jesus Christ and is seeking to walk in obedience and has broken off that relationship. But Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a person sows, that shall they reap. So we realize that there are some consequences for disobeying God's word. Another girl from the Greenville area, her father was a pastor. She's living in South Carolina now. Her father died at a younger age, and she couldn't cope. It unsettled her faith. She started drinking alcohol, doing a little bit of drugs, getting involved in affairs, ruined her marriage, devastated her children. Just talked to her about a week ago. Been praying for her and trying to bring her back to the Lord. She said, Bill, I am clean. I've given my life back to Jesus Christ. I'm off all of that stuff. I am serving him now. Because you see, God can take even our bad choices and our bad consequences. And when we yield them to him and ask his forgiveness, he can begin to restore. And I said to her, without saying her name here, I said, he will take your life and your testimony, and he will bring good and victory out of it, even though the scars will remain. He will bring good and touch many lives that might have walked in the same path that you did. Just earlier in the month of August, we had Hickory High School girls soccer and Kennedy Catholic girls soccer. It's open to any soccer teams or sport team, for that matter, at our Ultimate Challenge obstacle course. And while I was taking them through on two different evenings, not the same time, obviously, I said to all of them, I said, there's two paths you have to choose here in the course. One path will take you very far away where you don't want to be. And one path will take you where you want to be and bring you back to the next station that you have to go through. And I said to them, I said, so too you have choices in life. I said, you see that high roof over there? I said, all of you, you're free. You can go climb that roof, and then you can decide if you want to jump off. I said, you're free to do that. But I said, once you jump off, guess what? I said, you girls are no longer free. You are now a slave to the law of gravity that will splat you to the ground. I said, the choice is yours. I said, you have choices about drugs and alcohol, how you drive, about premarital sex, all the different things you involve yourself in. You have choices, but I said, realize this. Make wise choices, or one day those consequences will enslave you. I've seen it happen thousands of times, as probably many of you have. So the next question I ask, if it's not sin in my life, then God, are you trying to refine and purify me? Are you taking me to a new level of faith and relationship with you? Had a man call me up and he said, Bill, diagnosed with cancer, only months to live. What do I do? I said, you're going into eternity. I think you need to spend the rest of the time you have preparing yourself to meet your God. He was a believer. I said, turn off the TV. Get out of all that media and all that news that you fill your life with day after day. I said, focus on God and His Word. He said, Bill, a couple weeks later, I've done what you said, and I have such peace and such joy. It's transformed my life and prepared him for his eternal destiny, which happened just a few weeks thereafter. Another man in our area is going through something as well. He's been a drug addict his whole life, rebellious. God would save him, bring him back, and then he'd go back like a dog back to its vomit. And I said, there'll come a day when you'll be sucking air and you won't be able to breathe. And then you're going to call out and I'm going to come and I'm going to lead you back to Jesus Christ, and you're going to serve him without the lure of the world and all the temptation. Those words were prophetic. 10 years later, happening right now, he was diagnosed with lung cancer, not given too much time to live, having trouble breathing. But you know what his focus is on? He doesn't care about the drugs and the alcohol anymore. He doesn't care about all the rock music and all the wild living he was into. Now he wants to serve Jesus Christ. He wants to know his word. He wants to praise him because he knows he will be seeing him face to face. So is this God purifying us and preparing us for what's ahead? 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 to 2 says this, he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of man, but for the will of God. Peter said that. Psalm 119 says this, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes.
Amen. Trouble always seems bad at the time, but Christians can trust that God is at work in our lives, and His purposes exceed our understanding. We'll hear more next time. You've been listening to Living Truth for Today with Bill Rudge. Learn more about this ministry at billrudge.org. You can also request Bill's books at our website. You'll find titles like Overcoming Giants, Faith Through the Fire, and Strength Through Weakness, which also deal with today's subject matter. Or write us at Living Truth for Today, P.O. Box 108, Sharon, Pennsylvania, 16146. Please pray for this ministry as we strive to reach out in Jesus' name. And thank you for listening.